Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Texas officials now say at least 80 people have died from flooding in the central part of that state. That includes children attending a summer camp in the area.
With more rain on the way, a desperate search for the girls swept away from a Texas summer camp. 28 children are among the more than 80 dead as storm-swollen rivers once again threaten hard-hit areas. In Kerr County, crews working around the clock to find the missing, including campers and a counselor from Camp Mystic, last seen near the Guadalupe River.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert, dozens remain missing across central Texas. This evening at the White House, President Trump will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for the first time since the U.S., in coordination with Israel, struck three of Iran's nuclear sites. The two are expected to discuss a ceasefire deal for Israel's war in Gaza. Indirect talks between the Israelis and Hamas have been ongoing in Doha, Qatar, over the last few days. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A new study shows that putting people behind bars costs American families $350 billion each year. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The study from Forer.us says one in two American adults has seen incarceration in their immediate family, with higher rates among Black Americans. Families with a member in jail or prison spend about $4,000 a year, and the report says for Black families, the cost is more than double due to longer sentencing. Zoe Towns with Forer.us says expenses like phone calls, care packages, long-distance travel, and new costs at home all contribute to the exorbitant price.
It also includes depressed wages over the lifetime of the person who's incarcerated, who's no longer able to contribute, but also to the, all the other members of the family oftentimes are also now experiencing lower pay just because of all of the shock of incarceration and the disruption that comes with that.
She adds the children of people behind bars usually see their own wages depressed throughout their lifetime, even after a parent is released. Wisconsin's incarceration rate is among the highest in the nation. Black Wisconsinites are locked up at a rate nearly 12 times higher than whites, despite making up just 6% of the state's population. The report shows incarceration rates are also higher for people in poverty, with subsequent expenses eating up more than a quarter of the family income.
This report comes at a time when lawmakers and the American public are really thinking seriously about spending, about the price of everyday costs. They're thinking about affordability, and this is just one of those key drivers of affordability that is pretty significant and also under-discussed.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Dodgers coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game one of the Brewers and Dodgers tonight. Freddy Peralta, named to the All-Star game next week in Atlanta, will get the start tonight against Los Angeles right-hander Yoshinobu Yamamoto. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Marlins yesterday to take that series in Miami 2-1. Brandon Woodruff earning the W after a long road back from surgery. So what was it like being back on the mound?
It was kind of strange. You know, I'd be sitting here and the next thing it's like, man, I'm about to throw my first game in 2 years. And just everything you go through in the rehab and think back to, oh my God, just like the worst days. And then it's like, you just want to be able to just pitch in one game. You know what? If I just had one game left, that would be cool.
Pat Murphy on Woodruff's performance in his first game back.
Yeah, I mean, no one could have expected six innings, a two-hit ball or whatever it was. I mean, he was sensational.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 70s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 57.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Monday to ya. Boy, okay, this is going to be an old guy thing. But I'm going to talk weather just as far as, like, chilly out there this morning. And holy critters, hotter than a blazes the other day. They're sweating my butt off there. Critter. Now it's a little chilly. I got to put a sweater on. It's my old guy thing.
That's
on
how
the
you
weather.
Feel today? Are you?
What's it's chilly today. It's like 54.
Is it?
Out there.
Oh, wow, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. All right. Well, that's coming off a pretty nice weekend, though.
Yeah, it was. It was crazy rain in some places, though, huh?
Okay. That Texas is just...
No, not even there. We'll talk about that with Brittany. I don't even want to get started on that. That's a tough way to start it.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll talk with Brittany about that horrible
you're talking about just
tragedy.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, our...
I said somebody on Facebook in, like, Peninsula Park, it's like, it was beautiful, and then, like, 3 inches of rain or something.
Yeah. Our fireworks were at 9, and you could see on the weather... that rain was coming. And then the rain date, of course, was the next day. And somebody's just like, you know what? We spent all day setting up these barges. You know, they shoot them off in barges at Elkhart. And it was like 10 to 9. Boom, boom. And it poured at like 10 after 9. So it was, they kind of called it. But what was kind of cool about that is I think they lit off the, you know how they do... different stages, and they think they did the grand finale one like right away. It was just people were clapping and cheering. But anyway,
I saw somebody on Facebook rain, Marquette. They had like a technical difficulty. They had to cancel it.
Oh no!
You're sitting out there, because people reserve their spots 4 or 5 hours. Wow, technical. Somebody's going to have to answer to the council about that one.
Yeah, I guess they had it the next day, but you know, it's not the same.
It isn't.
It's just not the same.
Where'd you watch? You live here, so you watched them from here.
Yeah.
So, all right, yeah.
Did you ever get up on the roof? Because that was something you talked about on the show.
I did not.
Okay.
I asked to.
Right. Really?
And Christy said, you don't even want to try. And I thought, oh, what do you mean? I could. And then it's this ladder just against the wall, straight up about 15 feet, and a huge, heavy door type thing to you'd have to push.
And then out of the submarine.
And it's, yeah, exactly. Like a hatch in a submarine. And it's like, no. So there's a place up here. I watched it.
Yeah.
So it's cool. It's really cool.
They're all, it was all awesome. Fireworks are good. I mean, fireworks are awesome.
Yeah.
Did you see that? And we got to.
It was hot. I'll tell you what. Even at night, it was. I mean, during the day, I just walked around here a little bit, went and got some refreshments, and it was a hot, muggy day.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, which is great. I'm not gonna point, but I'm just saying it's like, you know, one of those days sometimes you go, I'm going to stay there all day. And then other times you're out there, it's like, I've kind of had enough.
You can't really go in the water here either, which is nice when you got.
Yeah.
You know, beach fun. But did you see, look, Milwaukee's, they do the drones?
Yes!
That's so cool.
That was so cool. It was like a drone of a plane flying.
And they did the logo for the Brewers.
Yes!
We gotta up our game.
I gotta put that together. Todd, get me a drone.
Well, no, that
yeah.
How that much more? Because the fireworks are, what, $1,000 a minute, something like that? A little bit than that? So 30,000, 40,000. I wonder how much a drone show is. Is it double or is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
But boy, that...
I think that's kind of the wave of the future.
I hope so. That is so cool what they do.
Yeah. It's. I think it's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, I saw some of those pictures for that. So yeah. That was neat.
Yeah.
And the small towns, we were talking about that. There's fireworks like everywhere. And I think that's really cool that people like to celebrate, right? That's the way to kick off to celebrate the 4th. But next year, they're already talking about the 250th. And you mentioned that, Todd. You know, I didn't really think about that till he said something last week about, hey,
Didn't make me feel any older.
No. That we celebrated the 5th, that we remember the 50th like yesterday.
Yeah.
I know.
I agree. Hey, you know what's a really good show? That Sunday morning show on CBS.
Absolutely. That's a great show.
Did you see the thing about Ken Burns? His new film is on the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
Wow. What a great show that is. Mm-hmm. You don't watch that one?
He's more the Meet the Press kind of guy.
I listen
to... Well, you know what? It's right before Meet the Press.
Well,
I will say that because I even watched it.
Mm-hmm. But George is on too.
Who?
George Stephanopoulos.
Okay, I missed that one.
Yeah. But so
this week with George Stephanopoulos.
That show's a little more of a...
Political junkie.
No. The show you watch.
Oh, yeah, it's more entertainment kind of. But it was good.
It's more what?
I don't know if it's... I don't call it... It's not hard-hitting. I mean, it's
entertainment.
It's Charles Kuralt stuff.
Yes. I'm trying to think. It was Ken Burns, and what was the other major story?
They do...
I like that guy, Rocha, or whatever his name is, who's kind of like the host.
Yeah.
The other one was on Mark Twain.
Right.
Okay.
It was on Mark Twain. Everything about Mark Twain and everything.
That's not breaking news.
Twain has not been breaking news in quite some time. But it was just a really good story. And then I watched a movie last night that I really liked.
So on Meet the Press, you would have liked this. They interviewed Bob Costas. No, you would. It was. Do you know? I didn't even know this about him. And did you like him? I know. I thought. Anyway, you don't have to answer
that. A little smarmy.
But his family or his dad or something must have really lost a lot through gambling.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
He wouldn't read the gambling ads.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that.
They said, and she just alluded to it. She goes, because of your family's, you know, whatever, something with gambling.
And he goes,
no, I just don't know why we have to promote it. He goes, I just refuse to read those promos.
Wow, no kidding.
And I didn't really, I guess if you listen to it.
Oh, I didn't know that. No.
Anyway, where was
he? I would have watched that.
On Meet the Press.
Bob Costas was on Meet the Press?
Yep.
Huh.
Or as Rush Limbaugh would say, Meet the Depressed.
Michael says, good morning, fellas. Hello, Michael. I got this one from Terry. People still shooting fireworks off at 11 o'clock last night in Ashwaubenon.
I know.
Really? Says Terry.
Well, they kind of were.
Yeah.
Green Bay, too. So.
Got this one from Vicky. Oh, boy. Here we go. 5-day week. There you go.
But not for you.
No. No.
You're on your 3-day week.
I could come back Friday, though.
Because you're 50th.
I could do that. If you want me back Friday, I could do that.
We need a full report on that, you know.
All right.
I think that's going to be...
I went around. I'll tell you a nice place. Kerrigan's. No. Out in Freedom. Or not Freedom. It's... What would that be?
That's...
Greenville? I mean, it's kind of its own little place. They're right between Seymour and... I think Greenville. That's a nice little town, by the way, Greenville.
Yeah, I was there once.
Cool little... I like that those little towns are. But I went there, and then I went to Duck Creek Winery. Yesterday as well. And I'll tell you what, you know, people talk about going to breweries and things like that. I could see getting about 3 of those places, maybe even 4 on a day, a Saturday in the fall or something like that. And just kind of map them out. And we're going to be here first.
Yeah.
Try, and it's all samples. You know, you don't sit there and get whatever.
Right.
And go to like 3 or 4 different places. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. And there's plenty of them out there.
Yeah. And I know people do that. I'm not like coming up with something new. It's mine, I've been doing that. But when I went to both places yesterday, I thought to myself, this would be fun to go to a few of those places.
No, and it means a lot to them too because it's word of mouth. They don't really do a lot of advertising.
Right.
So, yeah, I would do
Terry
that.
Says, Ken Burns is phenomenal. Did you see his History of Country Music? Very good. Loved it. But you know what he said? He was talking about PBS, about how terrible it is if PBS kind of goes under. Okay, because he said he could contact a streaming service, and within an hour, he'd probably have enough money and backing and everything to do whatever, the Revolutionary War.
Yep.
In like an hour. Okay? But they would want it within like 6 months to a year. Whereas with these, he takes as much time
as needed to get it done right.
Oh.
And he said he would rather take the extra time to make it right than to take the quick money and throw it out before he really feels like it's ready.
Hmm.
So I think that's a good point. I really do. And that's the way I am. People are always on. Vinny says, good morning, fellas. Hello, Vinny. Vinny, did you guys have the jump this week? Was it free fall Saturday or this week?
Was it last week?
Or was it last week? How did that go, Vinny? Because I know the first one was rained out. So let us know how that went, Vinny. We want to know. Today, by the way, is Day of Rock and Roll. So today is Rock and Roll Day.
That's right.
Very cool. Who is your old rock and roll go-to, Todd?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of an Elvis fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Got that from my sister and my aunt and my mom.
I did not know that. Wow. How are you?
I don't know. I read that. I don't know.
I was kind of an off. Okay, so I was like the anti-Beatles guy.
Right.
So my sisters used to buy some other shit. They had all the Easter. I have three sisters, so they all had. But you know who else they used to have that I used to like listening to? I might lose my man card. Or maybe not. Dave Clark 5.
Well, that's I mean, close. It's pretty much like the Beatles.
I know, but it was like, it was fun just being not a Beatles person.
Yeah.
The guy I like to listen to, I have to say this qualifies, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, I love Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, my God. I listen to him all the time.
Oh, I love Jerry Lee
Lewis. Wild man. Yeah. Got a little hot water.
Yeah, but you know what his excuse was?
Yeah, I know.
She turned 15 a week later or something like that.
Right,
like,
right, right.
Oh, man. Love Jerry Lee Lewis.
God, he's in dinner.
Did you ever hear about when he played the Apollo? And he was like no whites played the Apollo.
Right. I was going to say, no.
And, you know, Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, they thought he was a, you know, blues singer from Mississippi. And he comes out. And at first it was stone silent, and then everybody was on their feet. They loved him.
Oh, he could light up a room.
Oh, man. Yeah. Love Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, it would be.
Today is chocolate day. All right. I
that's
feel
not
bad.
Me.
I know. I feel bad for people that don't like chocolate.
I've turned out okay.
I don't know. Today is dive bar day, which has become such a cool thing, hasn't it, Todd?
It has.
Absolutely.
And Todd knows many of them?
A few. Yeah.
Several. Did you visit your favorite place this weekend?
I did not.
Oh, you did not?
I went to Fifth Ward yesterday and had some beer.
Nice. Oh, well, okay. Same thing.
Fun. Yeah.
All right. Macaroni day.
Mm.
That's like if there's nothing else to eat, Mom would make macaroni.
Yeah.
Kraft macaroni and cheese with the artificial cheese.
Hey, fun. We can make a little money next year, too. You know, we're doing the at the rail yard. You're doing your thing, and I'm doing mine.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to mention this to you. I think Terrell has one of those things out there now. Those storage crates. Those storage
There's one
sheds.
Out there, but I think it's just a backdrop.
Yeah. That's,
oh, is it? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I thought maybe that was the start of. Oh, by the way, other thing, it feels bad. I'm not shocked. See where two of the pianos have been destroyed?
Yeah.
And imagine where. So, yeah. Tank. I mean, that's. And not. Not scratched. Did you see those?
Destroyed.
Come on.
You know, you try to do something nice.
But just... no, the 250th next year, we are going to convert our two, because we're going to have restaurants. You're going to have yours. I'm going to have mine, but we're going to be right next to each other.
Mine is not a restaurant. Mine's the smoothie shop.
I thought you were doing the pasties.
Oh, maybe pasties too.
But that's what you said last week.
Okay, Jim, the menu changes. You can't have a stagnant menu.
We're going to make a little money next year.
That's the way you keep getting new customers.
That's true. You don't change up the menu. Not too much, though, because sometimes it's a consistency that gets them coming back again.
I know that.
Anyway, next year we're doing the macaroni. That's what made me think of it. The food of the founding fathers.
Ah.
Some guy put a recipe book together. Did you see that this weekend?
No, I'd like to see it, though. Yeah. What was it?
Macaroni. I mean, Boston, right? I mean... yeah, a lot of farm-to-table, they didn't call it that then. I mean,
chowder?
Chowder.
Man, I love chowder.
But it was, it'd be fun to serve that. When you look at that, and not you would ever look at if there's any margin in that, but there's like, this is some pretty cheap food here. We could probably do all right with it. Anyway, we're going
to
have that.
Where'd you see this book?
I would love to see
this book.
Yeah, we're going to do that, too.
All right.
That's going to be fun.
Happy birthday, speak of the Beatles, Ringo Starr, 85. Jim Gaffigan, 59.
I thought he was older. Did you?
Gaffigan?
Yeah.
I thought he was our age.
Well,
Well, not that high, but
September's older. Jeez.
All right. Brittany Merlot will be coming up. We got a full house for you, folks. Back after this. Shine on the bun that's gonna let me blue. Well, the heat was on one moonlight night. Star shining bright. Whisper on high, love, say goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the bun that's gonna let me blue.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Maris Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
Brewers baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers baseball all season long on WISS.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Man here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app, 54 in Green Bay, 59 in Hampton, 58 in Oshkosh. Mostly sunny, high in the upper 70s today.
Perfect.
Got a text here. Good morning, fellas. I got some bad news. Cousin Freddie up north was lighting off some fireworks, had an unfortunate accident. Now, for the rest of his life, he can only drink two-finger scotch. Thank you very much.
Got it. Yep.
Got it. Thank you.
Like your four.
My high force.
That was funny. I didn't get that right away. So.
I'm sure you still get it. Brewers in action. The Dodgers in Milwaukee. Man, that's a hot ticket right there. Brewers taking on the Dodgers. Got a nice win yesterday. We got Brittany Merlot coming up. We've got Kendra Cornell, Alloway Senior Living, Navigating Assisted Living and Memory Care for Your Family.
And that's just so important on so many levels. Yep. I just talking to some people this weekend about they're looking at some different options. And
was it your kids looking for a home for you?
It's funny how I was telling John before we came on it. We didn't get together that often, right? I mean, they're twice a year, maybe three times a year, but you play a different role.
Yeah. Once you're a grandpa.
Right. It's just different. It's, I don't know.
I know one thing.
You're not the center of attention anymore. I know one thing when you're a grandpa. That's different for me, man. So like, wow.
I know one thing when you're a grandpa. Nobody else reaches for a check.
That's all right.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Van Ness, one of our great friends, and Brian Mill, Snarky Brian,
yes,
will be in the house talking about Music in the Park, the McAuliffe Park, on July 8th. That's coming up right now. Then Frank Herman's Let Me Be Frank Productions, Found My Thrill on Scrays Hill. So we got a full lineup here. That
pretty cool you got those fantastic. Two back-to-back. Those absolutely. Are the two of the best entertainers in Green Bay.
Okay, although Woody Mankowski the other day, we were talking about,
oh, man.
Wow, on the Facebook, people, I mean, everybody's like, goosebumps. Yeah. Total goosebumps.
I've known him, seen him for years, but you knew him and then you kind of forgot about him and now you knew him again? Is that what it is?
Look, I mean, I knew the name. I never met him before, I don't believe.
Yeah.
Really good. Just to see him, you know, standing 10 feet away, create that magic was, wow.
Yeah, he's just one of the very talented people. I just always admired him. His son's very talented too.
Jackson.
Wow. So. And I said to John, I wonder if his dad was too. You know, probably. Just a family of just talented musicians. Although Woody's spent some time on the road.
Oh my God, he lived in L.A. for a long time. I know.
Yeah,
that's a tough life.
I would imagine.
I mean, just reading about it, he admitted just one of the articles that somebody did on him online, and it was about, you know, you got this gig and it's going good, and then if that goes, you scrape for another gig and. Right. You know,
it's not too much different than radio when you think about it, right?
It's almost exactly the same as radio. Hey, Todd, similar. isn't that the truth that we're talking about? You know, there's the old song, WOLD, and you and I could go back and I hate to say it, but there are some veterans of radio who kept getting gigs, kept getting jobs, but never made it huge, but wouldn't quit.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean? It's like driving an old car, doing whatever, picking up side jobs, doing whatever, but they don't.
I kind of feel like I'm that person. I feel like I'm that guy.
I mean,
like
once it's in your blood.
I got out for a while and came back, you know?
So did I. Yeah.
I think that's okay. I think that says something about you, but it also says something about the industry, that it's just not this constant turnover every time you go. To have that consistency speaks well of the industry. Why you come back, I'm not sure. I don't. From what I've gathered in my couple of years, it's not for the money. So, and it's really not for the next step either.
Oh, my next step is in the grave.
Going down?
Yeah.
No, I think that's.
I keep waiting for that guy hitchhiking for like the Twilight Zone. Remember that woman keeps picking up that guy?
Yeah.
But no, I think acting, it's the same thing. You know, it's just amazing how that calls people back. And I think, like I said, I think that's something really, there's something really positive about that. Really, I don't know what the word is, not spiritual about it, but it's just that people really, they're very comfortable. It's like, you know, I really don't care what I make. I really don't care what people think. I love this industry. I love this.
But it's all, I will say this though. I will say this. Todd's job is a lot tougher than our job.
That's more the tech.
Because things have changed. I mean, just in the years, when I started in radio in mid 90s, I was in my little studio over at DUZ, and it was a board from probably the 60s.
Yeah,
probably. Where it had the big toggle switches and the huge knobs. I mean, when you see like Korean War movies, it's like the radio guys.
Or WKRP in Cincinnati. It was
exactly,
one of those.
Those huge knobs that your whole hand goes around. And the big reel-to-reel player here, and the cart machine here. And that's where you had to do everything and whatever. Versus, you know, then, okay, so you do that for 10 years or whatever, and then everything completely changes. Mm-hmm. And I remember at IXX, even with Murph and everybody, when it went to all computerized, that was, because here's the deal, Todd, you don't have 5 minutes to stop. And, you know, if you're at work and you got a new computer, it's like, what can you say? You get some new programs. And it's like, okay, let me figure this out. Here, you got no time.
Yeah.
You're learning on the
good luck.
Good luck. So, I mean, for people don't realize, the people that run the boards in radio and have done it for years, that's quite the talent.
Right. And like you said, they kept up with technology.
Right.
Whereas talking, I mean, you kept up with the current events. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
But I would think a lot of, well, I don't know if that's a lot. Todd, you tell me this. Out of the radio personalities, we'll put John in that category, how many of them know how to use the board? And Murphy used to run the board, right?
Yeah.
And you did too?
Only when I was doing sportscasts. It was simple. You know, I mean, mine, literally, I just flipped the mic. But I'd flip the mic this way, and I'd be on DUZ. Yep. I'd flip it that way, I'd be on QLH.
Yeah.
And I'd have to go back and forth. And that was it. And then I'd push the button for the cart machine. So that was, and I'd just run my own audio.
But you didn't, okay.
No, nothing like playing the commercials and hitting the brakes, right, and all that stuff. No, yeah, none of that.
I think talk show hosts, some of them have a producer.
Yeah.
To push buttons, answer phones.
Well, I just love the fact this is the only time I've ever been in a studio that every TV show, when they showed radio stations, had a window in between the music. And after all these years, I finally am in one of those studios.
It's true.
1973, Harry Chapin, WOLZ.
Remember how we listened to the radio, and I said that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM jock. The day you married me, it was two kids.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Net and Air on Air.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Some regions of Wisconsin are becoming hotbeds for clean energy production. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
About 10% of Wisconsin's electricity is from renewable sources. The industry employs about 6,500 people and invests $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Caden Crapp with the Wisconsin Land and Liberty Coalition says along with the economic benefits, clean energy has the potential to provide the state with autonomy.
One of the biggest benefits that including these renewable energies into the state grid can bring is that we can start becoming a net exporter by being able to create our own Wisconsin-grown energy and be able to distribute it to other states as well.
A number of proposed projects are slated for the area, including the Whitetail Energy Center, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center, and the Uplands Wind Project. Each is projected to generate millions of dollars annually and collectively produce hundreds of megawatts of energy to power homes and businesses across the state. Amy Seaboth Wilson with Southwest Wisconsin Technical College says the school is leading the pack in innovation in the renewable energy space. She says it offers degrees to prepare students for the rising industry and is the first in the Wisconsin Technical College system to install solar arrays with batteries.
I think people really appreciate how Southwest Tech is leaning into technological innovation and demonstrating how it can be really useful as a way to save money and how it can benefit our communities. There's a lot of excitement around having that conversation.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 70s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Three.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at mda75.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States? Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app. It was an early morning. If you missed part of the show or want to share it with a friend, catch every episode of Mino and the Mayor on your schedule. Listen now at civicmedia.us or find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's easy to take Mino and the Mayor wherever you go. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 6:35 on a beautiful Monday morning. Vinny just says for the free fall, they got winded out. 30-mile-per-hour winds at 1,000 feet. It was making the plane fly sideways. Nope. That's tough.
Pass.
Vinny, sorry about that. Brittany Merlot is joining us. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. I hate to do this, but we have to talk about that horrible situation in Texas. Just want your opinion. You're one of the first people I thought of when I saw that. I thought, oh, boy, Brittany's going to take this hard. I mean, not take it hard, but I mean, you know, when there's tragic weather, I know that's just part of your soul. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It just breaks. It's so, so sad to see how high that river got, how fast it rose, right, how much rain came down, and then the devastation and just, oh my gosh, it's the missing kids.
Right.
It breaks my heart. Oh. It breaks my heart. Yep. I mean, water is dangerous, right? And when you have it rushing at that kind of speed, it can take out a lot of things. It could take out trees. It can take out us, you know, stuff like that.
So there was a house. There was a house floating and took a house right off its foundation.
Yep.
Yeah, the power of that. But what about, so I was surprised too how fast it came, how little warning they had. What, because it was dry conditions and then it rained? Is that what happened? What caused?
Well, they had a drought for like a year. I know that, right, Brittany?
Yeah. So I'm a little fuzzy on all this too. So what I believe as well is they had the drought conditions, and when you have that, you have such dry land, and it doesn't absorb as well as our soil.
It's like going down a culvert.
We're used to. Yeah. Yeah. And so it's just going to kind of pool on top because it can't absorb at the rate that it usually does. So it pools up much faster and it just runs right into those river basins. I mean, you're having it from all the different spots of land running into that river, flash flooding, rising. What was it? 2-story buildings. Hi.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And the power of water is just, I mean, I used to be a whitewater rafting guide. And so you're on those rapids and you're feeling that power and you have to steer yourself through it. It is hard floating on top. Can you imagine just being pushed by it? Yeah, it's scary.
Now, Brittany, what about, you know, everybody's talking about the warning systems and everything. Okay. What would we have around here that they didn't have? Or do we have something different around here that they didn't have?
Good question. I'm not too familiar with what they do have down there. For us, we've got monitors all over all of our rivers. We have people monitoring them daily, forecasting where it's going to rise and how much it's going to rise. But still, you know, we've got the meteorologist saying if we've got a storm that's going to sit over an area, produce 3 to 4 inches of rain, there's not much you can do about that besides push out those warning systems. So for us, if you have those alerts turned on your phone, that warning system is going to go off and tell you there's a flood warning to evacuate the area as soon as possible. So that's what our system kind of is in place. I'm hoping they have the same thing. I should be the same thing there, but I don't know how often their river gauges are and things like that.
Brittany, are we, you know, cell phones, blah, 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 blah. Are we better off, though, getting weather radios with battery backup? Is that more, I guess, reliable than our cell phones, or is it the same system?
You know, I like both. I have both of them, honestly. It's the traditional old school, the weather radio. No matter what, it's going to still pick up stuff. If you lose cell service or there's something weird with the cell, you know, you're not going to get that message potentially. So I like to have both, especially if you're out in a rural area like we have in the Northwoods, where you're not getting that cell service in every spot and you're camping in different spots. You're going to want that weather radio. And it's really cool because they have different brands and kinds. So it's not just that classic radio. You can get ones with flashlights, alarm clocks, charging your cell phone to these things. So it's just so beneficial to have all of that. Plus, you can just hit it for the weather forecast so you know what's coming up.
But on your cell phone, if those girls or if anybody camping silences your phone, that overrides the silence,
well,
right?
Well, that's what I say. Like, you know when you have a gray alert or whatever it's called? No matter
silver alert.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is it something
like
that?
Same thing. Okay. Yeah, same exact thing. It'll just override it and go off and everybody's thing is buzzing. And if you're in that cell signal, it's basically going to a certain tower that's in that warning area. And every cell phone that's in that tower area should get that alert. So if you're moving or traveling, say you're going into a flooded area, you'll get it as you enter that cell tower service.
But I think that's pretty good technology because who doesn't have a phone? And, you know, wow. Yeah, this is just so sad. I just can't, you know, they're up to 80 now, we heard this morning. So.
And 22 dozen still missing or whatever. Yeah, hey, Brittany, what could happen here? I mean, are there areas in Wisconsin where something that tragic could happen? Do you know? And I know you don't know every area of Wisconsin, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
is that just kind of like, oh, it's so dry in the desert and blah, 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 versus something like that happening up here?
It can happen. Let's be real. It can happen. We've had drought conditions here. What was that? Just last year, the year before? It was so dry and you kind of get the heavy, heavy rains all of a sudden when it catches up. You could get rivers that rise that fast. And not just the rivers itself. We've seen culverts and roads and just places just wash out where the road's not underneath anymore. I've seen that in northern Wisconsin with my own eyes. Well, and it's the scariest thing.
Oh, yeah. We've had that here. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, it can happen. So, I just think the power of that was just unbelievable.
I've never seen anything like it.
We've had sitting water, and I'm sure it was moving. But, I mean, the power of that thing to move houses. I don't remember that ever happening here. But maybe it did. But, yeah. Oh, scary.
Hey, Brittany, tell me more about those weather radios. I honestly didn't know they existed.
What?
I mean, seriously, no, I didn't. Oh, I didn't know there was such a thing. I knew you could get little apps and different things, but I've never known there was just a, okay?
Yeah, just like that.
My father-in-law was glued to the weather radio.
Wow.
Yes. Go ahead.
Me too. As a kid, oh my goodness, I used to hit the tornado because there's a fake tornado siren, and if you hold it down long enough, it'll go off. This one is a little new school. It doesn't do the same one. But the old school ones used to do that, and I would trick my family. I would just stand there and hit the tornado siren for them.
But nothing like a holiday at Brittany's.
I know.
But you know, speaking of like something sad, we're just talking about those kids down there, but even here, and I don't know that little girl that was killed with that tree. Remember your parents?
Yeah.
Because Don... Anago, but man, when that weather radio went off, man, they'd call those kids in the house. He was like in the basement type thing. I don't know, I maybe overreacted a little bit, but he just was. But to have your kids playing outside and the weather radio goes off, that's a no-no. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
that's why. So people still have weather radios, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. They're very, very useful. So I keep mine plugged in. It's in my room. It's in the office. It's got batteries. So, you know, if you lose power, it's still going to go off because you got to think about if you're losing power, you could lose your cell phone charge, all these different things. You don't have a battery in there. Do you have a battery bank for your cell phone? Another good thing to have. But that's why this weather radio also comes with battery bank options, flashlight options, alarm clocks. Like I said, the list goes on. They got so creative for a good camping resource because that is the place where you're really going to lose that cell phone service. Like I did this whole research project of the North Woods in Minnesota and Michigan, how all those woods don't have the service and you're not getting that cell phone warning system. And then you're being shocked by severe weather because you had no idea it was coming. So weather radio, weather radio, weather radio, right? It's using the radio signal. You tune it in to the station that you want, or you can pick all local stations. So I personally have it set to my county and then a few counties off to the west so that I'm getting warned if there's a severe storm coming in. Oh, it's still severe warned. Now it's hitting my area. So I had a big warning out ahead before the storm actually got to me. So that's pretty cool too. Because
little side hustle. Yeah. Brittany's backup.
Yeah.
You know, there you go.
I was just saying she could go around and set people's weather radios up for them,
right?
Charge them
like
$50.
Right.
Hey, Todd,
I would.
It doesn't happen to us. I don't know why it used to happen to us over at my other station, but it'd be in the middle of a conversation like this.
It still happens.
Does it still happen?
Yeah, just don't hear it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But those are just—that's that test.
It's a test of the.
What if they do that every 6 months?
You never know.
No, once a month.
They just do that once a month.
Out of the blue.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, when I used to work up in Duluth, Minnesota, as a meteorologist there on TV, we still had to personally run the crawls, the severe weather that would go across, and the little radar map that would come out. Now the technology is so crazy, computer systems do it for them. But back then, I actually had to push it, run it, call people, say, listen, I don't care if it's commercial. We need to run this severe weather crawl. It was the coolest thing.
Did you have to type in the crawl or just take the information and pop it in there?
I could take it or I could type my own. So I took it and then added.
There you go.
You're big type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Run.
Well, Brittany, we've had some bizarre weather back and forth here. One day it was like almost 100. The next day it was like 40. It's like, wow. It's just crazy. What's going on?
A couple different fronts coming through. Good old summer weather, right? Well, today is going to be beautiful. High pressure system, upper 70s, comfortable, no humidity. Perfect day.
That is.
Tomorrow, though, we've got a low pressure system that wants to hit. Tiny chance, I'd say 20-30% chance that you get some rain, probably a little bit in the morning and then a little more, possibly a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Nothing severe, nothing too wild. And then we're actually comfortable and dry and sunny for the rest of the week until maybe Friday night and Saturday. Another front rolls through, cold front pushes in. That'll bring some rainfall and then a little bit more muggy and humid and warmer for the weekend, probably mid-80s.
So what does a Brittany Merlot do on her off days this time of year?
Ooh, I'm getting ready for EAA Oshkosh, so I've got a lot of packing to do for my camping. So I'll be doing a little bit of that. And what else am I going to be doing?
What?
Riding that fat tire bike like crazy.
So what'd you do for the 4th? Where did you watch the fireworks?
I decided to stay in Wausau. I've never seen them in Wausau area before, so it was my first time, and it was really beautiful. And also hearing them echo off the mountain was something different. It sounded rumbles of thunder. Yes.
Hey, where do you bike ride? Where do you fat tire bike ride? I mean, all those hills around Wausau? Or do you go all over?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everywhere I can go. They've got really cool single track trails out in Ringgold. So those are fun to go off of. Or, you got the Mountain Bay Trail and then just different ones around the river. Oh, gorgeous.
Nice.
That's cool.
If I come back in life, reincarnate, I want to come back as you and do cool stuff outdoors.
You do cool stuff,
go
too.
Camping and stuff, fat tire biking, all this cool stuff.
Have you ever had an older gentleman say to you, Brittany, that if they come back in life, they want to be you? I mean, that's
awesome. No,
a little weird, a little creepy.
You could have just said a gentleman. Right. Had to throw the old thing.
No.
All right. Give us a forecast one more time, please, Brittany.
All right, a beautiful week. Honestly, today we are looking at gorgeous conditions, upper 70s, high pressure system in place, then a low pressure moves in tomorrow. Chance of rain in the morning, maybe again in the afternoon, a thunderstorm, upper 70s to low 80s through the rest of the week. A lot of sunshine on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll get a little cloudy with some thunderstorms possibly rolling into our Saturday. Then nice and summery Sunday, mid 80s.
Beautiful.
Great.
Brittany Merlot, thank you for what you do.
Yay.
All right,
thank
Brittany,
you guys.
Have a great
You're
week.
The best.
Thank you. You take care. Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist, coming right from Wausau. I would like to do that fat tire bike thingy. I really would. I mean, be out because, be out in the woods and you're still riding a bike. Just riding a bike around here and even on the trail, and it just doesn't do, you know what I mean?
You need something more challenging, John?
Yes. More one in with nature. I'm a nature boy. Okay. I'm like Ric Flair. Call me for the rest
Great.
Of the today.
Make
call
it
me
one.
Nature boy right. Johnny Mino.
There you go.
I actually thought of you over the weekend. I was scrolling on social and I came across these little videos of this guy that would like build houses and huts and underground bunkers by himself.
Yeah.
And they speed it up, and he's out there. He's cutting down the logs with a handsaw, and using it. I thought of you right away.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did he injure himself in any way? Because then it would be.
haven't seen him in a few months.
He built a little house in like 6 months all by himself.
Oh, really?
No electrical anything. It was all by hand.
Wow. Got a thing here from Terry. I remember in the early 90s when we had a ton of rain and the East River overflowed.
Oh, yeah.
I was in Alloway.
I remember
Our
that.
Whole street from the East River was completely flooded.
It was in May because I got married and moved that weekend.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, our street was underwater.
It was unbelievable.
Underwater.
Even that, where they play soccer, that little hut.
Yes.
Underwater.
The whole thing was. Yeah.
So that's going to be, 8 feet, right? 7?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Yep, I remember that one well.
Water.
All right.
All right, cool.
All right, we're going to start a quick break. Back with more right after this.
As
as Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 13th year. Kids ages 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info@WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
From the WISS studios in downtown Oshkosh, it's producer Todd and new Wisco News Bureau Chief Lisa Hale.
And today on Valley Focus, we have Jennifer Skalaski, the project manager of the Overdose Fatality Review Team, and Maddie Brager, who is the community health strategist with Winnebago County Public Health. There, I got all of the...
I'm proud of you. Somewhere on here, I've got some applause.
Yay, applause. So, I'm so glad you guys came back. We had to talk a little bit about the overdose fatalities that have been decreased by almost 50% here in Winnebago County, which is phenomenal, and you guys really should be proud of that. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the types of things that you do to mitigate the overdose and maybe the substance abuse problem that's in Winnebago County right now. I know you guys at the Overdose Review Team will come up with ideas and solutions and thoughts, and then Maddie gets to implement them. So how do you guys work together?
Yeah, so the Overdose Fatality Review, or OFR team, has been going on since 2018. And the purpose is we review cases of people who've lost their life to an overdose. And it's, you know, really hard and heavy work because this person lost their life. But we look at it as a legacy, you know, ways that we can improve what we're doing as a community. And I always say, you know, how did we fail this person? How can we do better to save future lives? And what's so incredible is by reviewing that story through a confidential process, through all these partners, we're able to create recommendations. So through these, you know, since 2018, we have had 62 recommendations and successfully launched 12 pilot projects. So we implement a whole bunch of different programs, and Maddie's a huge part of that. But so are all of our partners in how we implement it. Maddie's got some great work working with getting access to Narcan in our community and has done that. But we've also done stuff around creating the Handle With Care program. So identifying children who are exposed to trauma and how we can support them. We've also, you know, figured out how to get naloxone into schools, especially when families who may be struggling are entering into these spaces and getting access. We've also created a recovery pod in the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office jail to help people who might be serving a term for whatever cause, and instead of being locked up in a cell, are getting education and support so that when they leave, they're doing better and better connected in our community.
We hear all the news stories about people who may have overdosed, or and the a lot of the news, because it's the sensational news, deals with children that sometimes overdose because they get a hold of or something that they're not supposed to be around. But what is the main age of the people that you need to help and that you see this problem with?
So in Winnebago County, we have not seen anyone under the age of 18 die from a fatal overdose regarding substances. The main age group in 2024 was between 35 and 64, which is a little bit older than we've seen in past years. And I think there's a lot of stigma with that, right? That we think that as people get older, maybe they aren't using substances. So a lot of this is education. We also do know that with non-fatal overdoses, that is trending younger. So we do have a lot of prevention education working with Breakwater, which is a substance use youth coalition, as well as other partners in trying to address that.
I wanted to back up just a little bit. Jennifer, you had mentioned that you've come up with these suggestions or these thought processes. Then it gets to Maddie. Maddie, like, once you get those recommendations, mm-hmm. how easy is it to get some of that stuff implemented, or do you really struggle to get that stuff done?
I think it depends. I think Jennifer and I really kind of take team a lot of this stuff. So it depends on what that recommendation looks like, but then also knowing what partners to bring to that table. And so actually, we're really excited that we just, the press release is going out today for the Gold Cross Leave Behind Narcan program that was in conjunction with Calumet County, Outagamie County, Winnebago, and a little bit of Wapaka. So all our local health departments came together at the same table with Gold Cross to get this implemented throughout our region. And that was in due to having a relationship with Shelley at Gold Cross. So without having that relationship in OFR, we wouldn't have had this program.
So let me ask you this. What is the Leave Behind program?
Yep. So it's EMS and all the rigs are going to be now stocked with a Leave Behind kit for Narcan. And so whether that's a friend, family, or loved one, the EMS and paramedic professionals can leave behind a kit with somebody. So this is designed for if somebody does not want to be transported to the hospital, or they notice that somebody might just need these extra resources. So that includes Narcan, fentanyl test strips, and resources information for all the different counties involved.
And I just want to give one other shout out too, because a lot of the work that we do is learn from other communities mm-hmm. or other projects. So this program existed with the Oshkosh Fire Department EMS for the last 3 years. So it's incredible mm-hmm. that we were able to learn from that and expand it, and all the amazing work that Maddie and all these public health departments are doing.
What I really like about this is it's a group of people, right? They always say it takes a community. Mm-hmm. And that's really what's happening here in our area, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I think, you know, when we keep talking about what is the answer? One thing Maddie and I talk a lot about is stigma. Stigma of people who are sick,
yep. mm-hmm.
Stigma of people who are overdosing, whatever it is. And the comment that Maddie and I always make are, these people are sick. You know, someone who's struggling with substance use disorder has a disease. And when we can show compassion towards one another and empathy, mm-hmm. that's how we start breaking stigma and solving the problem.
I love it. I mean, obviously this is a topic that
we wish we weren't talking about, mm-hmm. but also I'm very proud that we are talking mm-hmm. about it, because we've come a long way, obviously, in our community, but more so, there's more work to be done, and it looks like we're not stopping. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue doing the research. We're going to still come up with the solutions or the ideas, and then we're going to try and implement this stuff.
We still had 24 lives lost last year, and so until right. those numbers are at zero, we're not going to stop.
And that is what I like to hear. Until those numbers are at zero, you're not going to stop. You're going to keep working and keep fighting the fight. And I thank you so much for joining us on Valley Focus today.
I just want that app. I want more about the app. Yep. How do they yes. get the app?
Yep. So download on your favorite app downloading software. That's really technical, right? Spotify or Apple. We Heart You app. Spell it out. WeHeartYou. And it has all those local resources within multiple counties for substance use and treatment. And it's got that text, call, chat feature with someone who's been through it.
That's awesome. That's a big part of it. It's just being there for those who are going through something right now.
Most definitely.
Guys, thanks for being in again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll have them back occasionally here on Valley Focus. We got to get back to the morning show. It's on the way next on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Rescue crews are combing through the damage left behind by a series of severe flash floods in central Texas. Over 40 people are still missing throughout the Texas Hill Country, and at least 80 people have been confirmed dead. Reagan Brown and his parents were able to escape the floodwaters and save some of their neighbors in the town of Hunt.
They were able to escape up the hill, and they got word of their neighbor being stuck in her attic, so they went over and rendered aid and got her out. She's 92 years old.
More rain is in the forecast for the region for later today, sparking fears of additional flash flooding. President Trump has signed a major disaster declaration. The president is also scheduled to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later today. It comes as Trump has been touting a potential ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas amid the ongoing war in Gaza. Indirect talks between Israel and Hamas have been taking place in Doha, Qatar, in recent days. This is ABC News.